Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we're going to go musically to Mandalay, celebrate Michigan's birthday, make some returns, play fair, and air some differences. I often make notes weeks ahead about segment topics or particular songs to play on a particular show. There were lots of songs in the 20s written about faraway and exotic places, many inspired by the 1922 discovery of King Tut's tomb. I don't remember why, but I made a note for this show to play some songs about one of those faraway places, Mandalay. And here to start off our musical journey to Mandalay is Preston Jackson's Uptown Band.
Thank you. someone's arms are calling me. And there I know a plan to say with the one that's waiting patiently. Beside a stream where roses dream, I'll build a nest that's blessed with love and happiness. I'll hide away in Mandalay, and boy, I'll say Mandalay.
the San Francisco sound of Art Hickman's Orchestra and Rose of Mandalay, written by Ted Kohler, Frank Magin, and Robert Cleary. That Columbia 78 was recorded September 15, 1919, and by June of 1920, it, with On the Way to Damascus on the flip side, was Columbia's biggest-selling record. That was preceded by Jesse Crawford on the mighty four-manual 21-rank Wurlitzer Theater Organ in the Paramount Theater Studio in New York on June 15, 1931, playing On the Road to Mandalay. On the Road to Mandalay was composed by Ole Speaks. Before that, it was Abe Lyman's California Orchestra with the vocal refrain by Charles Cayley and Mandalay, recorded by Brunswick in Los Angeles on May 28, 1924. Mandalay was written by Gus Arnheim, Abe Lyman, and Earl Burnett. We began our musical journey to Mandalay with Preston Jackson's Uptown Band, who were yearning for Mandalay in July of 1926. Trombonist Preston Jackson was born in New Orleans on January 3, 1902, as James Preston McDonald, but chose to use his middle name and the last name of his stepfather. His career spanned into the 1970s, and over the years he played with Richard M. Jones, Erskine Tate, Louis Armstrong, Jimmy Noon, Johnny Dodds, and Lil Hardin Armstrong. He began recording in the early 20s, and his last recording was an LP in 1973. Preston Jackson died in Blytheville, Arkansas, on November 12, 1983. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. 32 years and 15 days after Michigan was organized as a territory, on January 6, 1837, it became the 26th of the United States of America. Michigan is named after an American Indian word meaning great or large lake and is divided into two peninsulas by the Straits of Mackinac, connecting Lakes Michigan and Huron. It's known as the Great Lakes State since it borders four of the five Great Lakes, and also as the Wolverine State, even though wolverines are very rare there. The capital of Michigan is Lansing, and the state gem is chlorastrolite, which little bit of information I included just so I could say the word chlorastrolite. So here to start off this Michigan set is Willie Jones and his orchestra. Thank you. Well, about the only thing that those four records have in common is that they all have to do with Michigan. We started off with Willie Jones and his orchestra and Michigan Stomp from a Jeanette 78 recorded in Richmond, Indiana on November 21, 1927. Drummer Willie Jones was from Fort Wayne, Indiana, and in the early 20s formed a band with Robert H. Cloud called the Musical Joy Spreaders, but Cloud and Jones split soon after. In the mid-20s, Jones' band played in Michigan, Indiana, and Wisconsin, and in 1927 apparently appeared on radio, but it evidently broke up in mid-1929. Willie Jones died in New York in April of 1992. That was followed by George McClellan's Jazz Devils and a Clarence Williams tune, Michigan Water Blues, from an OK 78 waxed around May 14, 1924. Michigan Water Blues was also recorded by Clarence Williams, Jelly Roll Morton, and Fletcher Henderson. And we finished up with Fred Van Epp's Banjo Orchestra from all the way back on September 25, 1914. That was I Want to Go Back to Michigan, composed by Irving Berlin. Billy Murray also recorded it in 1914, and Judy Garland also sang it in the 1948 picture Easter Parade, which won the Academy Award for Best Musical Score. Rapidly Rotating Records is now on Facebook. If you're already on Facebook, simply enter Rapidly Rotating Records in the Facebook search box in the upper right-hand portion of the screen, and the link to our fan page will appear in a drop-down box. If you're not already a member of Facebook, you can find a link to the public fan page at our website, www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. I hope you'll check it out and become a Facebook fan of the show. How's this for a roundabout way to come up with a segment topic? Last week, January 26, marked the birth in 1880 in Little Rock, Arkansas, of Douglas MacArthur, who would become a U.S. Army general and commander of Allied forces in World War II. One of the quotes attributed to Douglas MacArthur is, "I shall return." So here's a set of rapidly rotating records about returning, beginning with Frank Crummett.
The sea of Sargasso I wandered one night. The moon, it was shining quite clear. For no reason at all, I heard someone call for Abdul-Bulbul-Amir. Now Abdul-Bulbul I knew to be dead. The story had spread near and far. How'd he lost his life while plunging his knife into Ivan Skavinsky's scabbard? As I pondered, the moonbeams descended quite low, casting shadows so ghostly, and then I discovered that I was standing close by the tombs of these two famous men. Then in the tomb shadow there rose from the grave the form of a Russian hussar, and my skin nearly peeled as he stood there revealed. It was Ivan Skavinsky's scabbard. Twas he who was calling, I hardly dared breathe, my heart most stopped beating from fear. When out of the grave, in need of a shave, rose Abdul-Bulbul-Amir. Would speak with me, Ivan, quoth Abdul quite low. I would, replied Ivan quite clear. That quarrel we had, it was all to the bad, friend Abdul-Bulbul-Amir. I've lain here for ages with that on my mind, and that's why I called you tonight. Well, I'm in the same state, quoth Abdul the Great, 'twas foolish we two to fight. Old friend, thou art blameless, cried Ivan in haste, the fault lie in mine hands alone. But Abdul said, nay, it was never that way, the fault was no one's but mine own. Well, dost think I'm a coward? Said Ivan Skavar. Step forth and I'll slice off thine ear. Oh, son of a cat, you'll never do that, quoth Abdul-Bulbul-Amir. Then once more they battled and fought as
and the multitudes came from afar and lauded with cheers these bold buccaneers, this Turk and this Russian hussar. The ghost of the Tsar on a fiery black steed came rushing to witness the fray. While the Sultan sat there in his royal gold chair, 'twas just like a scene from a play. 'Twas just at that moment each sword found its mark, and I heard a blood-curdling scream. Then came the surprise, for I opened my eyes and found it was only a dream.
I won't bring any presents to you. I gave you up, what more could I do? I'll just send a bouquet with a card that will say many happy returns of the day. You don't remember are so endearing. The nights that were all so tender have disappeared. I gave you my all, oh, don't you recall? You told me there'd be no ending. I gave all, but you were lending. What did I get in return?
Victor Arden and Phil Oman and their orchestra with Louis James providing the vocal refrain on What Did I Get in Return, written by Matty Melnick. That's from July 9, 1932. Before that, it was Scrappy Lambert and Many Happy Returns of the Day, recorded exactly 1 year earlier on July 9, 1931. The label credits Art Kahn's orchestra. Pianist Art Kahn led a prominent band in Chicago in the 20s and made several dozen records for Columbia, but the band on the record we heard was Victor Young directing an ARC studio band. We began that return set with Frank Crummett and the first of three sequels to his classic Abdullah Bulbul Amir, written in 1890 by Irish composer Percy French, but popularized by Frank Crummett's 1927 recording. That was the return of Abdullah Bulbul Amir, written by Frank Crummett from June 24, 1930. I had The Return of Barnacle Bill by Billy Comer on the playlist, but we're not going to have time for that. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL, Avalon, in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network, 105.8 FM, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and shamrockradio.com. Last week I played It Isn't Fair by Richard Himber, but announced it as It Might Have Been a Different Story, which is what I meant to play. That makes no difference now, but sharp-eared listener Rich caught that little gaffe and asked to hear It Might Have Been a Different Story. So here to start off this different set are Sweatman's Brownies, and It Makes No Difference Now.
Thank you. night's a lonely night, every day's a lonely day, and our sweet romance is just a memory. But it might have been a different story if you really cared for me. Every kiss was so divine, and I thought that you were mine, till I realized your heart was fancy free. But it might have been a different story if you really cared for me. I look to you, love, for a happy ending like the true love that I was intending, but a new love came along and interrupted all that was to be. Oh, I guess our love is through. I can never dream of you or a cottage meant for two or maybe three. But it might have been a different story if you really cared for me.
Things might have been so different had I played the correct record last week. That was Kel Murray and his orchestra with vocalist Mary Welsh from a Banner 78, made January 29, 1935. Kel Murray was a pseudonym for Murray Kellner, and the band was one of three, the others being Xavier Cugat and Benny Goodman, regularly featured on the NBC radio program Let's Dance. Let's Dance premiered on December 1, 1934, and was a five-hour broadcast from New York, but each time zone heard 3 hours of the program. Listeners in the Eastern and Central time zones heard the first 3 hours. Mountain time zone listeners heard hours 2, 3, and 4, and the West Coast heard the last 3 hours. Before Kel Murray, it was Dick Himber and his Essex House Orchestra, and it might have been a different story. No, really. Really. That was recorded in the same session as It Isn't Fair on August 7th, 1933. We began that different set with Sweatman's Brownies, and it makes no difference now. Wilbur Sweatman was the first African-American to record jazz, but he's best remembered as a showman, able to play 2 and 3 clarinets at once. It Makes No Difference Now was an unissued recording made by Edison on October 10, 1924.
You're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 1930s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. Sunday evenings at 6 on Island Radio KISL-FM Avalon, or anytime at all, streaming online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
I mentioned that last week I inadvertently played It Isn't Fair, which may not have been fair, so here are some other fair songs. Well, actually, they're better than fair, they're pretty darn good.
Say, who's that girl?
Why, don't you know?
She's a girl the boys are after. Raw, raw!
Thank you.
it's getting fair and warmer just because you're in my arms, my dear. It's getting fair and warmer. Pretty soon the cloudy skies will clear. The wintry winds may blow and bring the ice and snow. The temperature may go to 6 below. I know, but it's always fair and warmer when I get a little love from you.
Chair, look out, for all is fair in love and war. Just like a bombshell from the air, a kiss can blow you up, beware of love and war. Two arms can squeeze you senseless, you're defenseless in the dark. Back against the wall, she marches you to City Hall and leads you through the door. And then the deed is done, her victory is won, for love is just like war.
We began that fair set with Harry Reaser's Six Jumping Jacks with vocal trio of Tom Stax, Larry Abbott, and Harry Reaser, and Fair Co-Ed from November 17, 1927. I wonder which one of them provided the voice of the Fair Co-Ed in that little novelty ditty written by Alfred Bryan, William Axt, and David Mendoza. Next it was Herman Waldman and his orchestra, April 3, 1934, with Fair and Warmer. The vocalist was Rex Price, P-R-E-I-S, trumpeter in the band. Herman Waldman's was a territory band based in Dallas, Texas. They recorded for Brunswick in Dallas, Texas in the late 20s and early 30s, and we heard a Bluebird 78 recorded in San Antonio. The band was active until at least June of 1940, when it appeared in Jacksonville, Texas at the National Tomato Show and Festival. I wonder if that's still going on. I gotta make a note to attend that. We finished up with the Henry Bussey Orchestra, recording in Chicago on November 30th, 1936, and All's Fair in Love and War. The vocalist was Bob Hannon, who also sang with Harry Sosnick and Buddy Rogers. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll tune in or click in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.